Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast. Today, we're talking about how curiosity is killing your photography. If you are a boring photographer. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast, a weekly podcast for those who believe that moments matter most and that a beautiful photo is more than just a sum of its settings. A show for those who want to do more with the gear they have to take better photos today. And now, your host, Raymond Hatfield.
Hey, welcome back, photo friends, to this episode of the podcast. We got a good one today. Starts off with a question. Do you ever go online, like Facebook, Instagram, and see photos that make you think, wow, I never would have thought about that. This is super creative. Kind of leaves you feeling down in the dumps, right? Like you love photography. I love photography. You love holding a camera in your hand. Love being able to capture the world around you. But seeing somebody else, you have no idea, you know, who they are. And they just knock it out of the park with a photo. It can be kind of deflating. This is when you start thinking to yourself, why am I not creative? Why don't I take photos that look that good? And those are obviously very, very big questions. But I'm going to do my best to tackle those here today. When it comes to creativity, we all want more of it. And yet we're not sure exactly how to define it. It's not tangible. But if we don't know how to define it, how do we know how much we got? If creativity is something that you struggle with or you want more of it, here's what I want you to do. Just forget everything that you know. Everything. See, what holds us back from being creative is, it's honestly, it's ourselves. Because if I were to ask you, hey, go out and capture the most creative photo that you can think of, you'd blow a fuse, right? That's such a tall order to be able to accomplish, to be able to go out and just get. And yet, I'm sure that you've taken photos in the past that might have surprised you. They were so good. You thought that you saw something, you know, kind of interesting. You took the photo. Photo turned out great. So obviously, it's possible to be creative. But being creative for creativity's sake will never work. So, then the question becomes, well, Raymond, how do we get there? How do we get to where creativity becomes a part of who we are? As if we are capturing the world with fresh eyes. And I think that this comes down to a two-part process. Now remember, I'm not an expert. I am not the world's best photographer. I have just been shooting long enough to have figured a few things out for myself, and yet I still remember where I started. So seeing those two different places, I feel gives me kind of a unique perspective as to what it takes to break out of that feeling of anxiety, as if you're not thinking that you're not creative, thinking that, you know, you don't have the ability to capture beautiful photos. So again, I think that this is a two-part process, and this is what I'm going to share with you today. Because part one, you all know this, it is know your camera settings. Boring. Okay, but Raymond, I thought that this episode was about creativity. And it is. Let me get to that. But first, every rock star, I mean, true, legendary rock star, has to start by learning the scales before they could just start shred face-melting solos. Every great chef has to learn how to use a knife before they can even turn on a stove. They have to learn about how different flavors interact with each other. They have to master heat. They have to master cooking times, and I'm sure a ton more, but I'm not a chef. And every brewer needs to know what grains you use for a specific flavor, what hops to use for an aroma, what yeast to use for the desired carbonation and ABV. And of course, what temperature to ferment at and for how long. I got another one. Every construction worker needs to know how to use their tools. When it's right to use a screw versus a nail. When to use a hammer versus a nail gun. And again, a whole lot of other things that, you know, again, I'm not sure because I don't work in construction. What I do know is photography. Every great photographer has to start off to learn three things. You might want to write this down. They need to know how to use their camera, how to see and use light, and how to edit their photos. You cannot move on to things like moment, style, until you understand those boring things. So then at that point, the question becomes, all right, well, how do I get better at settings, light, and editing? You have to shoot. That's it. All right, guys, I'll see you next. No, I'm just kidding. But the more that you shoot, the better you get, and the better that you get quicker. A chef who spends, let's say, 8 hours a day cutting onions for 3 years, that literally sounds like the worst, isn't doing anything creative or amazing. But when the time comes to step up to the plate, you better believe that all of those reps that they put in, doing the boring stuff, chopping away, it's going to pay off because now those skills, those seemingly boring skills, are second nature. And that frees them up to explore more creative ideas, more creative possibilities, because now nothing is holding them back. There is I think it's well known that Steve Jobs wore the exact same clothes every single day. He just had multiples, obviously. He had the same breakfast every single day. And when asked, why do you do that? He said, because it frees up his mental space, right? If you wake up and you know exactly what you're going to have for breakfast and you know exactly what you have to wear, you don't have to waste any additional brain energy on figuring those things out. They're already figured out for you. And that means later in the day, when it is time to be open, to be creative, you have more energy, more brain mental capacity to be able to do those things. So for photographers, your knife skills are your camera settings. You need to keep working that knife. You need to keep shooting. Big onions, small onions, fresh onions, the old stinky onions, red onions, yellow onions, green onions, sweet onions, shallots? Are shallots an onion? Are shallots their own thing? But you need to keep shooting. Good light, bad light, trees, family members, coworkers, events, your pup, your kids, night, in a field, indoors, anything and everything. And everywhere. Now tell me if these thoughts are going through your head right now. Okay, Raymond, I don't know what to shoot. I've taken 100,000 photos of my kids already. I don't live in a beautiful location. So it's not easy for me to create beautiful photos. Or, wait for it, I don't have time. Well, guess what? I have great news. None of that matters. None. Do you know why? That's right, because you haven't found your voice yet. None of that matters. I think we can all agree that finding your voice, finding your style, whatever you want to call it, is the goal in photography, right? That is your goal as a photographer. To be able to translate what you see with your own eyes using the tools that you have to share what you see in your own unique artistic voice through the medium of a photo. But it takes years to find your voice. Years. Years. Honestly. I feel like I'm still trying to find my voice in photography. I don't think that you ever get to a point where you're like, yep, got it. All right, now what? I really think that it's this ever-evolving thing. But today, you, if you're listening to this, and if you're still thinking, I don't know all my camera settings, then you're not at that point yet. To get to that place where you are comfortable with your camera, where you are comfortable with your camera settings, where you don't come back from a shoot and think, oh, wow, I saw all of these photos totally different in my head than when I took them. Well, it is not quick, but I promise you, it is easier than you think. And that right there is the whole point of my signature course, Auto to Amazing. The whole point is to walk you through step by step by step how to use your camera to its full potential and shoot in manual, because that is step one. If you want to learn photography, how to use the tool, that's why chefs cut onions. It's why rock stars play the scales. It's why photographers control their exposure. So if that's you, if you're an aspiring photographer, feeling lost, trying to figure out where to start, head over to autotoamazing.com and learn more. Now imagine if I handed you a guitar. Here you go, one of the world's best guitars, and said, okay, go ahead, shred for me. It wouldn't work. It doesn't matter how good the guitar is. It doesn't matter. Well, maybe some of you would be able to play. Those of you who play guitar, I'm looking at you. But the point that I'm getting at here is that when you try to focus on the creative before the practical of how to use that tool in your hand, well, then you're just putting the cart before the horse, and you're going to get nowhere. And that brings me to step number two. Take boring photos. Yeah. Okay, let me explain. Obviously, I don't want you to aspire to be boring, but I don't want you to worry about being boring. I have found that when getting started in photography, and honestly, what will help you break past, if you're a little bit more advanced, an intermediate photography purgatory, is to forget about everybody else and their opinions. You get into photography because you recognize that you see the world a bit different than everybody else, and you want to capture it in your unique vision. Right? But somewhere along the way, you let, and by you I mean we all do, I do it too, we let Instagram likes or comments be the judge of whether a photo was good or not. And that's bad, because when you start thinking that likes equal a great photo, then you're going to chase the likes. When you chase the likes, when you chase the comments, your work is going to take a hit, because there's simply no way that you can please everybody. And when you can't, you know, when you can't do that with your photos, then you get frustrated. And God forbid, quit photography altogether. And then you claim some BS like, oh, it's a young person's game. It doesn't work like that. If you really want to take better photos, I think that there's a pretty simple formula to it. And I'm going to share that with you right now. And you didn't learn this in algebra class, okay? Are you ready? Here's the formula. Shoot without the intention of showing anybody your photos. Without the intention of showing your photos to anybody. While you're out shooting, I want you to think, no one ever is going to see this photo. Just you. And sometimes, or in my case, like 99% of the time, you're going to take boring photos. But every once in a while, you're going to get a photo that you like, that you love. And then at that point, feel free to share it. That's yours. Share it with the world. But when you shoot with the intention of never showing anybody any of those photos, you are free. You are free to explore anything that captures your attention. And whatever happens with that photo, it doesn't matter. If the photo turns out garbage, well, guess what? You just don't show it to anybody. But you put in an extra rep. But, okay, with all things in photography, there may be just a little bit more to it, right? Just a little bit more to it than, oh, well, just assume that nobody's going to look at your photos, and if you get a photo that you like, then share it. Because we all have become, I think, so used to seeing photos on social media that we have this preconceived idea of what a photo should look like. So how do we untrain ourselves from the clutches of what's popular on social media? The answer is we have to be curious. We have to be curious in the world around us. And we cannot, let me repeat, we cannot worry about the quote-unquote cliche photos. The photos like, you know, I'm not even going to share a cliche photo because then I'm sure that you're not going to want to shoot it. Because I want you to shoot it. I want you to shoot that cliche photo. Don't worry about the cliche photos. I want you to shoot them. I don't even want you to think that cliche is a thing. Don't even worry about it. If something interests you enough to pique your attention, shoot it. Approach photography with a beginner's mindset. Approach photography like a child would. Take all the photos. Take way too many photos. When I was a kid, I was that kid who, like, we would go on vacation and my mom would hand me like a disposable camera and I would take all of the photos within minutes. Minutes. And she'd be like, great, we got 4 more days here. Like, now you can't take any more photos. That was me. Take too many photos. And I think that if you can give a child a camera for just 10 minutes, you'll realize. And I'm sure that this is what my mom was thinking. Like, oh, wow, he will take photos of anything and everything. That's kids. Adopt that mindset to shoot anything and everything that you find interesting. This is going back to that whole cliche thing, is that, like, you never see a child not drawing something like a tree because somebody else in their class has already drawn a picture of a tree. They don't care. They have their own voice. They're going to figure that out themselves. They want to do it. They will gladly do it because, well, the kids, beginners, find everything interesting. Do that. Next time you're out, if something grabs your attention, shoot it. Even if it is just a fraction of a percent, if something just piques your eye, look at it for a second and shoot it. Photograph it. And then either move on or, pro tip, ask yourself, what could I capture? Or what could I do? How could I capture what interests me better? And then just dive deeper into that. Are you too far away from what it is that interests you? Is it simply a compositional change that you need to make to photograph something that interests you? But let me tell you this. If you assume that nobody's ever going to see these photos, you're going to take a lot of bad photos. Here's the good news. Bad photos are way better than no photos. I've shared this on the podcast before. My mom recently sent me a box of photos from my childhood, from, you know, that she had for years and years and years. And some of the, like, it is literally some of the most boring photos I've ever seen in my entire life. Nothing is interesting about these photos. Except for the fact that they were taken in the 60s and the 70s. And that, in and of itself, is interesting for me to look at. Because I didn't live in that time. I love, you know, seeing my mom as a child. I love seeing my dad as, you know, a teenager. These are interesting things to me. But they're terrible photos. From a technical standpoint, terrible. Mom, if you're listening, poor exposure, poor composition, terrible shutter speed, everything is blurry. But none of that matters. because a bad photo is always, always better than no photo. So spend more time just being curious. Being curious about flowers. Being curious about light. Being curious about buildings. Being curious about kids. Curiosity will kill the boring photographer within you. I promise you that it will. And I said this earlier, but the more that you shoot, the better that you get. And I know that that makes sense to you. Because the more that you use a knife to chop veggies, the better you get at making dinner. The more that you drive, the better you get. Look at you. You used to be a terrible driver. Terrible. And now you rock. What changed? Cars didn't change. Maybe cars changed a little bit, but you know what I'm saying. Cars didn't change that much. What changed is the amount of time that you put in behind the wheel. Do the boring stuff. Drive into the grocery store. Drive into the gas station. Drive into work. Driving the kids to school. It's not all road trips and race cars. Driving a car can be real boring. Photography is no different. But the only way to get better is to drive to the grocery store. Drive to the gas station. Drop off the kids to school. Shoot in bad light. Shoot indoors. Shoot outdoors. Shoot trees. Photograph your pup. So let's go ahead and recap. Before creativity, like before you get to that point to where you're just a creative being, you need to know your tools. To get to know your tools, you need to take more photos. And to take more photos, you have to take boring photos. Boring photos are what? Well, I will let your curiosity tell you. That is it this week. Nice, short. I want to keep this short so that you can get out, so that you can keep shooting. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Photography Podcast. If you enjoy the show, consider leaving a review in iTunes. Keep shooting, and we'll see you next week.